Chapter 43. Planet Sallust. 5 days after the siege of Inusutor.
Much to his surprise, Nymir felt an emptiness after viewing Chalice's final message. It was the same sort of emptiness he had felt years before, after learning of his father's death. He was mourning, to be certain, but he wasn't sure what precisely he mourned. Chalus had accused him of failing to put his trust in her. There might have been some truth to that, but true or not, the outcome would have been the same. He was responsible now for Twilight Company. Not just its people or their goals, but the ideals Howl had set forth. The ideals that meant victory and sacrifice if the fight was worth fighting. The worthy fight had been on Sallust, not Kuat. Choosing one over the other hadn't been a betrayal of Chalice. If she wouldn't see that, the fault was hers. Still, there was no one in the company who would understand why he would miss her. He kept the message to himself. That afternoon, he walked among the wounded in the medbay, among the salvage crews still picking at the wreckage of the Thunderstrike, among the mountain patrols lugging plexes in case an Imperial airspeeder dared to approach. He tried to take in the mood, interpret his soldiers' complex mix of pride and uncertainty and frustration and sorrow. He felt no regret over his most recent choices, and he sensed no anger directed toward him. That was something, at least. He allowed himself to think about the dead only briefly. He'd asked Hober to prepare a funeral for that night. Something using the resources on hand. The Pinyamba interim leadership had offered the assistance of Celestine cryptmasters and formal burial space in the caverns. But Nymir had declined the offer. Twilight took care of its own, even after death. As it turned out, the service took place in Pinyamba anyway, broadcast to the processing facility for those unable to attend. Instead of a vehicle charging station, Hober drained the last sparks of exhausted blaster packs into an array of emergency generators he'd somehow acquired from the Celestines.
"We'll have a new ship sooner or later," he told Nymir. "It'll need emergency power, and I'll make damn sure these get used."
The funeral went on almost 4 hours. Somehow, Hober and Von Geis had found a speaker for every dead soldier, no matter if all his teammates had fallen. Nymir stepped up 3 times for recruits he'd trained over the years. Gadrin delivered 4 eulogies, including Roach's.
"Child of an age of empire and war, never broken, and fiercer than us all."
Even Brand spoke out for an engineer and one of the ensigns from the Thunderstrike's bridge crew. The droids, too, received send-offs, as if they had been as alive as the rest of the company. Nymir didn't entirely understand, but it seemed to comfort the others. Even the Thunderstrike received a moment of honor as Hober drained one of its laser cannon plasma cells.
"Ugly girl and meaner than sin," Commander Tona called, and the assembled soldiers cheered.
Afterward, a few dozen attendees filtered into a Pinyamba cantina that had volunteered to host a reception. Gadrin, Brand, Twitch, and Tona quickly located a deck of cards and began a game. Nymir sat nearby, observing the hands and calling out corrections over his shoulder as Carver sat at the bar, recounting the battle on Force Aged.
"The cards are lucky tonight,"
Tona declared after a competitive round.
"You should join us, Captain."
"I'm busy," Nymir said, and jutted a thumb back at Carver. Carver shouted something obscene. "Don't let me slow you down." "You'll never get him to join," Brand said with a smirk. She'd been drinking just enough to loosen her lips. Twitch snickered. Tona looked to Gadrin, who shrugged gently.
"He thinks we do not know," Gadrin said.
"Know what?" Tona asked.
Gadrin glanced sidelong at Nymir, who scowled at him.
"I have spoken out of turn. The captain's choices are his own."
Brand jumped in.
"No Sabacc games where he grew up," she said. "He can't admit he doesn't know how to play."
I know how to play, Namir snapped.
Twitch burst out laughing. Gadrin looked contrite. Brand just leaned back in her chair and played a hand that won her the pot. It wasn't a bad night. When most of the others had returned to the processing facility or to lodgings offered by the Celestines, Namir walked with Gadrin through the quiet streets of Pinyamba. I want to hold an open recruit, Namir said. Noon tomorrow, if the Pinyamba Council approves. Gadrin nodded slowly.
You mean to continue Howl's tradition? You have had concerns in the past.
Still do, Namir said. But Howl knew what he was doing. If this is how we fight, then that's how we endure. He spoke with certainty. He'd already chosen the path. This was only the next step. The citizens of Pinyamba trickled slowly into the market after the announcement went out. Some only came to question the Twilight recruiters before walking away. Others watched fearfully from a distance. But soon the line grew long, filled with a motley assortment of young and old, pampered and desperate. Namir recognized a few of the locals from his rounds with Nia Nunban the night before the battle. He saw a withered Celestine offer his expertise as a mechanic. An eager human youth, who'd never fired a blaster, volunteered to take up the fight against the Empire. The open recruit continued into the evening and night. What the coming weeks would bring for Sallust and for Twilight remained in doubt, and the end of the war was no longer even the distant dream it had been on Hoth. Yet one thing was absolutely certain. Twilight Company lived on.